I'm impressed in the scriptures for this evening that men can really fly. Men can really fly. With sadness, I noted this past week that the world's fastest human being was saddened because even though he won his race, it was a career low, slow. Typically, he will cover the 100-meter track in about 9.75 or 9.8 seconds. And for some reason, it just didn't work out, and he finished in at something about 10.1. Still won the race, but he was saddened. So I just want to say that Mr. Usain Bolt can really fly. But I don't know how many of you read the daily praise, days of praise that we have out here in the foyer. But if you'd noted today, there was a verse that the writer started with, Psalm 90, verse 10. And he mentioned about the days of our years. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And yet it is said there at the end of that verse, yet we soon fly away. We soon fly away. So I want to say to you that men fly. And there's a couple of neat twists to this. The question we begin with, have you got your wings? Consider, first of all, considering their wallet, men fly. Considering their wallet, men fly. For example, I'll give you the reference. You can trust me or look at it. 1 Samuel 15, verse 19. Words from the prophet Samuel to King Saul. And in the 19th verse, Samuel chides Saul and he says, wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? So I say that considering, when men consider their wallet, they fly, as did Saul and the people to this spoil. And those who are on the fly to fill the wallet do well to consider something, a very stunning comment found in Job 31, at verse 24 and verse 28. Job is making a case for his innocence in a long line of hypotheticals. At the 24th verse, he says this: if I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence, then the 28th verse says, this also is iniquity, to be punished by the judge. For I should have denied that God is above. Now think about that. When men make their gold their God, they deny the God. The Lord said, as a matter of fact, in Mark chapter 10, verse 24, another point of reference. He said, given this notation about the wallet, he says, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. And so when we think about what we read there in those previous verses, whether it is King Saul, whether it is the friends of Job making accusations against him, suggesting that he had ulterior motives for all the good things he did, or whether we find here out of the Lord's own words, when men trust in riches in lieu of God, it does not generally work out well. Secondly, consider this. Wisdom reckons how flighty the dollar is. Wisdom reckons how flighty the dollar is. For example, Proverbs 23, verse 5. Proverbs 23, verse 5. Wisdom reckons how flighty the dollar is. The writer of Proverbs here says, wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Wisdom always keeps that in mind. And of course, if you are staying current on the international monetary scene, you know that there is continuing now for the past 18 months or so, intensifying even more as we go down the line of they're seeking to pull the rug out from under the dollar as the world reserve currency. And China is offering up her means to substitute for the dollar. The German mark, absurdly, has been suggested to substitute for the dollar and so forth and so on. But just so whether, you know, you're talking about the yen or the mark or whatever, the ruble, I mean, you really got to be nuts to even suggest that one. But whether it's that or the dollar, understand that money takes wings and flies. The writer of Proverbs also said at 27:24, just this terse little statement, he said, riches are not forever. Riches are not forever. If I were to ask you tonight who the richest man in the world was or is, you might come up with some names like J. Paul Getty, or you might think of Gates, or you might think of Steve Jobs, or what's his face? Sorry, George Soros, or guys like that. The richest people that ever lived, Solomon, like one of them, they had it all, but when the end came, they had zip to carry with them. Now, the pharaohs tried to circumvent that law by packing it in their grave with them. But lo and behold, there was no shopping mall inside the pyramid. Nothing. So everything they took with them, all their slaves, all their little trinkets and their gold and their silver and their jewels, couldn't spend it anywhere. You know that and I know that. So riches are not forever. And oftentimes when folks find themselves, I want you to look at Psalm 55. Just open your Bibles there. When people find themselves in a Psalm 55 circumstance, they will often wish for something. Thirdly, they will often wish for something. But in Psalm 55, verse 1, give ear to my prayer, O God. Hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me. There's a, what you call, a like unto a heart attack there. My heart is sore pained within me. And the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. Then they wish for this. Verse 6. They wish for this. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away. Men fly, I say. Men can fly. They would fly away and be at rest. Each of you, while you can't literally do the Jimmy Stewart Angels version of sprouting wings, you do, I'm sure, have a psychological place of rest, some place where you go to. Some place where you fly to, you go, you call it your happy place. You know, you all have your happy place. And whenever you have yourself in a Psalm 55 circumstance, there's always that happy place to retreat to. So you fly there. So whether it's the enemy oppression or the heart attack or the terrors of death, the wish is expressed, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. So then do men indeed fly. But we do well to remember in Psalm 91, verse 5, these words. This is almost borders on a command. Psalm 91, 5, where he says, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. Spurgeon chimed in along this theme. He said, it may well be night in the soul. And though the night be dark and dreary, darkness cannot hide from thee. Thou, O changeless God, art he who never wearies, watches where thy people be. He is an almighty watcher, a sleepless guardian, a faithful friend, a loving father. So the fourth point you consider tonight will spring out of Isaiah 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Some of you recognize the verse. You've memorized it. You've quoted it many times. But Isaiah 40, verse 31 says this, they that wait upon the Lord. Wait, of course, speaks of a patient expectation. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. And what do you do with wings? Well, some people say, well, you flap them. You can flap them. They mount up with wings as eagles. Mount up with wings as eagles. Men fly. And can I just add and conclude with this thought? It is the will of God that men fly. You deal with the situation realistically and practically. Now I say, look, I will not dispute with you that right now that any person in this room could fly. If you put your mind to it, you're going to laugh at me. I'm telling you, it's a scientific fact. You believe in science, don't you? It's a scientific fact. Men can fly. If you put your mind to it, and if you would, that we can form a line. Bob looks adventuresome. I put him first in line, followed by his wife. We troop out the door. We're in one line. I'm at the back of the line. We're all going to go over to the high-level bridge, and we're going to stand on top of the rail, and I'm going to prove to you that men can fly. It's not a difficult thing to do. The difficulty is in the landing. You can fly. The thud is the problem. But it is the will of God that men fly. It is. Now, let me share with you from the scripture. We began at Psalm 90, verse 10. The days of our years. You know, they culminate the days of your years, whether they be 80 years and 10 or 80 or 90. Some of you have 90 in your gene pool. The only thing wrong with living at 90 is sometimes the cranium doesn't cooperate and come along. But nevertheless, when the days of your years come to an end, they will culminate in your flying away. Either by way of death, as we give up the ghost, and of course we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Where is the Lord? I have to assume that there's going to be a flight, a free ticket, so to speak. Whether our days be 80 or 10 or 80, soon we fly away, this psalmist said. Which says, Paul says, which is far better, and to die is gain. As a matter of fact, he wished for the day. He said, I would rather be with the Lord. But nevertheless, sort of like, oh, shucks. If I got to stay here, I got to stay here, you know. Or, secondly, by way of the rapture. 1 Thessalonians 4. Regardless, we shall fly away. At the rapture, we shall be caught up into heaven to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, there's a song that I could not locate. I wish that I had it. I'll fly away. Anybody know that song? Well, I say it predates me. It's before my time. I didn't know if anybody could pick it. Anybody know what it says?
I'll fly away, O glory. I'll fly away, O glory.
Say what?
I don't know the whole.
All our troubles will soon be gone. I'll fly away.
Keep on, keep on. I'm interested. Now, did that guy know what he was talking about or not? Is that song anywhere in our building? No, we don't have it in any of the old music books? Huh? I bet you somebody could Google it up. You have it. You do. You need to bring that. You need to bring that. But keep it in mind. It is the will of God. That's our fifth and final point. It is the will of God that men fly. It is. Would you pray with me? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for how you've arranged our lives and to know that all of our steps are ordered by you, even the last one. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you will cheer the hearts of your people, encourage them in their walk and their fellowship with you. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that the scriptures might be their choice gem of each day. For we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.